I'm sorry, baby.
I changed this to today for you.
I'm going to make it up to you.
How?
I'm going to take you away for the weekend. I'll get a plane. We'll go to Cabo. We'll stay in Melbourne's. I'm going to get you a nice lobster from Edith's. I don't care if he's in the Arctic shelf. Get James Cameron on the phone. Get Dana Gordon on the phone. Tell her assistant, if she does not call me back, I will fuck her worse than I did in Cabo in 92.
Pamir, Cabo San Lucas is beautiful this time.
Isn't it spring break?
Well, I hope not. E would be real upset if he missed spring break.
E always did appreciate a good old-fashioned wet t-shirt contest.
Nah, he's gonna have a great time. Excuse me, can I have another shot of Patron?
Dos, por favor.
All right, get it in here.
Cabo.
Cabo. Woo. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
What another great intro.
There
Jesus.
You go.
Jesus.
We got a lot of ocean background noise. There you go.
Well,
wow. This is
podcast what?
42. First 42. Ever from the Casa Star. This place is awesome.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's right. That's all. The whole Cabo intro is all cuz we're sitting down.
Cuz we are sitting. Yeah, we should tell everybody where we're at as Louis banging on my We are at Casa Star in the Pedregal in Cabo San Lucas.
Yeah. Looking at the ocean. This is awesome.
Yes.
We never did a podcast looking at the ocean.
No.
We looked at a couple of pools. That was about
we
it.
We had some pools ocean. In Singapore, Macau.
Sometimes we did it for a bathtub, too, just to give us the ambiance.
Yeah. We'll just play. Well, I could play a little. You want that? I got a little ocean music. You want ocean music behind us?
No, maybe just a small tad of it.
Just a small. How about this? I got a little mariachi.
Oh, yeah.
We could do that.
I like mariachis.
Yeah, okay. We could play the mariachis behind us. So. Yeah, episode 42, Cabo San Lucas, and we're sitting here at a table. We got a host of guests.
We got a big cast here. What is this table hold now? 10 people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So to my left is Vitamin T, Tom.
Vitamin T, Tom.
Hello, hello.
All right. To your left is...
To my left is the man, the myth, the legend, Oscar from Mexico City, comes to join us.
Yeah. I call him Carlos.
Yeah. Oscar's fine.
Oscar.
Hello, this is Dwayne. Yeah, I'm having a great time meeting new friends, and who knows what's next.
Well, we got Dwayne, yeah, and I call him Dale, so that's fine. And then we got Louie.
Hey.
Louie's been
Cabo.
Louie's been on these airways before, so we're
Louie just keeps
him.
Like getting in on on the podcast. He just kind of sneaks in there. I don't know how he gets on there. He was Mr. Maldavies at one time in one of our podcasts, and he fell asleep.
It was the Prime Minister of Moldavia.
Prime Minister
in the
Maldavies,
Batman episode. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Well, we are going to start that new drinking game, though.
Okay.
We're going to do shots. When we got Tommy here, we do shots anyway.
Well, yeah.
But we don't need an excuse, but we're going to do more shots every time somebody asks, where's Louie?
Oh, my God. That's a lot of shots.
We're going to be doing a lot of shots.
I don't know if we got enough pesos.
Oh, man. Well, we'll have to stay out of Cabo Wabo because the drinks
there
are quite
expensive.
Yeah,
that Cabo Wabo killed me. But the saloon bar was really quite fun last night, though. I did like the saloon bar.
The saloon bar, yeah.
We
set the bar on fire as you sit there.
Yeah, they got the bar on fire, they got the table, and they got the ceiling on fire, the wall, the floor was on fire.
Yeah, they
but
just...
But the nicest part was we commandeered the... we were
hold
the
mic
DJs.
Closer to your
we
face.
We were the DJs. We commandeered the whole...
The music system.
Yeah, the music
yeah.
system. They never heard so much American music there.
It was all
the time.
All rock. That was the best part of it, don't
really
you think?
Good,
yeah.
That was a great
rock
bar.
Candy. You like rock candy over there?
Yeah, we played some rock candy. Yeah. We played some... Metallica.
Metallica.
Nickelback.
Nickelback. I'm a big rock star. That's my song.
After that, I don't remember too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was seeing double at
we were
some
on
point.
We were on the 45th shot of Where's Louie?
Where's Louie? Our new drinking game.
Well, Louis turned into like the karaoke expert last night. He was over there jamming. I mean, he was doing the air guitar, or what he thought was an air guitar. I think it was more like an air violin. But anyways, yeah, and then he was sleeping at home in the van. So, yeah, Louis had a good time last night.
He did, absolutely. Yeah, we all, as we all did, we all had a good time. We were all hammered drunk, and it was a great time. So we're in Cabo, and it's I feel responsible for Cabo because I brought you here. We were going over the timeline. I brought you here first in, and I thought it was later, but it was 91.
91, yeah. It was 91.
91. And I was stupid because I was just like, hey, Sammy Hagar and Van Halen opened this bar called Cabo Wabo. And the song, which you heard in our opening there, I was like, we have to go check this out. And we took a cruise, even though the cruise wasn't guaranteed to stop in Cabo.
Yeah.
No, so because
fate would have it, it stopped in Cabo.
As fate had it, stopped in Cabo, and I think like 6 months later, you bought a place.
Another crazy thing I did in my life.
When you bought, So, and then, you know, several years later, I mentioned to my brother-in-law Tom, Vitamin T here next to me, that, you know, hey, you're a Sammy fan. I think I saw a Sammy poster or a picture in his basement. I was like, you know, I always wanted to go see that birthday bash. When you want, and then. You know, you don't need to tell Tom twice if there's a party going on. Tom's like, yes, let's do it. Did it. And this has been, how many years you've been here in a row for the birthday bash?
This is 15 years. 15 years and 17 or 18 trips.
17 or 18 trips.
Down to Cabo,
years. And now after all those years of seeing Sammy.
Mm-hmm. All those years of seeing Sammy.
All those years of shots.
Yep.
All those years of having fun.
It's taking a damn toll on him.
Right, yeah. And I'm still coming back for more.
And now we have, another chapter in Cabo. We have Casa Star.
Yeah, so now we're already planning the July trip. We're working on Easter.
I'm trying to weasel my way into the July trip.
You can't forget Cinco de Mayo. I mean, you're celebrating here, right? But we'll celebrate it for them. And then July, we're going to take all the guys from Star Fireworks, of course, and make their day and take them out here and have them a good time. And we got Big Dino coming out next week or so.
Dino.
And, he'll be joining
us. What's Louis showing us? What's that?
I just got a friend request from Dino.
Oh, there you go. He knows. Yeah, well, he's doing that because he doesn't want you to say anything bad about him while we're doing this. Yeah. He knows we're doing the podcast now.
We always slam Dino on the podcast.
He's tipping me to get him out of the podcast.
No.
Don't let them mention me again.
I got a little info on Cabo. It's been rated one of Mexico's top five tourist destinations.
We've been rated already?
It's been rated. It's known for its beaches, scuba diving locations, balnearios. What's a balneario, Oscar?
A touristy place.
Okay.
Yeah, it could be.
How do you say welcome to the fireworks brigade in Spanish? Can you do that?
Yeah, well, brigade.
Hold the microphone closer.
Yeah, sorry.
Bomboleros.
I'm not sure of the word brigade, the translation. But bienvenido a Johnny Fireworks.
There you go. I like it.
There you go.
not too special.
The Sea Arch, El Arco del Cabo San Lucas, and marine life. The corridor has become a heavily trafficked holiday destination for tourists. Numerous resorts, timeshares, and as we saw. I mean, today we drove when we went to pick up Oscar at the airport. He's literally right off of the plane. We went to pick him up, and we were driving down the highway. We went down all those streets there, and the amount of cranes and things that they're building up there is crazy.
Yeah, it's insane. And then going to the airport, Ron had a brainy idea since we were early. He's like, let's not take the highway. Let's just take the old scenic route in the height of traffic. I don't know what we were thinking of. But anyways, it was then I had to drive aggressively, of course, because I was getting bored driving behind there. But we made it, though. That was nice to see. And then when I first came to town, those streets were all sand, and all these streets were sand at one time. So it's really changed a lot.
Yeah, it has changed tremendously.
Unbelievable,
I mean, if you want to golf, if you want to go to clubs, if you want to see the beach, and the weather here is...
It's all here.
It's beautiful. Nothing else to do. Yeah, absolutely. Let's see, what else I got? Archaeological excavations have shown evidence of continual human habitation in the area. That would be opposed to an inhuman habitation, I guess.
Habitation?
Yeah, for at least 10,000 years, the first Europeans arrived. They encountered... Paracou people.
Oh, wait, that's when they start selling timeshare. That was the first timeshare guy hit the ground,
survived on a subsistence diet based on hunting and gathering seeds, roots, shellfish, and other marine resources. They called the location Yenekami. I have no idea. Apparently, Japanese castaway, he arrived here in May 1842. There were only two houses and about 20 inhabitants. However, American authors such as Henry Edwards and John Ross Brown claim the Cabo San Lucas founder was an Englishman named Thomas Old Tom Ritchie.
What is a Japanese castaway? What is a castaway? Is that
a castaway isn't somebody who just ends up somewhere where he's not supposed to be, right? Or he ends up... Shipwrecked.
Yeah. And then what is it? Oh, I'm thinking of stowaway. That's how I traveled in the early years. Yeah.
Stowaway.
Yeah. Now, okay. There you go. I always get those mixed up.
You were a castaway. You were a stowaway.
What, Louis?
I knew it was something. I knew it was away.
What did they name it?
Well, they named it Cabo San Lucas.
No.
I don't know. I threw it on the floor already. What are you asking me, man?
Ron throws everything on the floor like we're like Ed McMahon, just toss everything on the floor.
What do you want to know? Cape St. Luke. Cabo San Lucas is Cape St. Luke in Spanish.
Okay. Right? No, we call it the same. It's Cabo San Lucas.
It says Cape St. Luke in Spanish. Cabo, yeah. Cabo.
I would actually think Cabo is the... Spanish name and Cape would be
the English name.
The English name.
Yeah. Right. Cape St. Luke.
Got it.
What was the Japanese name?
Japanese castaway. He didn't name it any. The guy's name was Thomas Ritchie.
Okay, my point is, the name is in there. Yeah. It's the early game of Where's Tommy?
Where's Tommy?
No.
Oh boy.
Louis gonna hijack this podcast.
That was a 20 minute joke just to get Where's Tommy?
Do you know how many people live here, John?
I heard there's 12,000 Americans. Am I right?
I'm talking about this is as of 2010. It's 68,000 people.
68,000
people live in Cabo San Lucas. Oh.
That's not bad. That's small.
Nightclubs, Cabo Wabo Cantina, number one on the list.
Well,
number
of
one on the list.
Yeah, I think he paid for that,
dog. Cabo Wabo, Baja Brewing, also the first microbrew in Baja, California. Yeah. Pink Kitty, Mandala, Giggling Marlin, Nowhere Bar, Tiki Bar.
Nowhere
Bar
is my favorite.
Cabo San Lucas, San Jose, Todos Santos, La Paz, and East Cape Baja. Victor Dre is currently opening a club. Do you know who that is?
Yeah, Victor Dre from the
Who's
Dre,
that?
Dre in Las Vegas.
There's a Dre's on the beach already. Dre's Beach Club.
Is there?
Where's that? By Hacienda?
Cabo Villa.
Oh, Cabo Villa? That should be Baja Cantina over there. Okay.
And Hard Rock now is going to open up a...
Well, that's what we hear.
We're here. Hard Rock is moving to the marina.
We should
big hotel.
More mariachi still. We should have mariachi. We hear there's going to be a Hard Rock. I don't know if it's been substantiated yet, but we're waiting for that.
We hope so. Yeah, that'd be good.
That would be real good.
Anything to get rid of that eyesore and get it done would be nice.
That's just distracting, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's annoying.
The ocean's distracting too?
Yeah. I don't like seagulls.
You don't like seagulls?
No.
Oh, man.
They remind me of something.
I wasted like a 99 cents on those sound effects. And the reason we came here the first time was a Cabo Wabo Cantina. It's Sammy's Club. Let's see. What do we know about this place? When did it open? Do we know?
91.
Opened in 91, yeah. And the Van Halen guys opened it. It was a financial failure at first. And then Sammy bought the other guys out of it. And now they're mad at him because it's thrive. Yeah. And Sammy started the tequila business from
tequila
the
business
bar
really,
business.
Yeah, that was actually very good. He sold the tequila business, though, I believe. I heard that.
I think he owns 20%.
When did that El Squid start coming in? That was a popular place down here when I came down the first time.
El Squid Row was here way before I was, too.
El Squid.
Yeah.
And that's not a chain. This is the only place with El Squid Row, right?
Yeah, it was part of the Carlos and Charlie's group at one time. But, yeah, we were talking about that on the way in, actually, from the airport.
That was a packed place. That was packed. Really was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I got pictures of that.
They know what you're doing there.
Especially when El Chapo walks in.
Love El Chapo.
Didn't Louis get mistaken for El Chapo once?
Yeah.
He doesn't. I know. Well, there's two things that Louis and El Chapo have in common.
What?
They do not look like Sean Penn. I mean, El Chapo would have been much better.
There's anything wrong with that.
No, there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
But I'm really upset. My good pal Leo. Leo didn't show up this trip. I'm really upset now.
Oh, Leo. Yes, Leo DiCaprio. Is he here?
Leo should be in town. Because
you keep telling me Leo is going to be here.
Leo
DiCaprio
is going to be hanging out with me on that couch, and we're going to be drinking that fancy bottle of wine.
We know Johnny has he's obsessed with Leonardo DiCaprio. He thinks Leo's going to join him one day here. But Leo's going to be busy because he's going to be in a new movie. Did you hear about that?
No, what new movie?
He's going to be, I think he's slated to do the remake of Scarface.
No way.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be, from what I hear, it's not going to be set in Miami. It's going to be in California.
Yep.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And Sofia Vergara, the girl from... Modern Family.
Why would they change it to California? It really started in Miami. It was the Cubans that came from.
Well, it's based on. I don't know why, but I know it's based on the year 2000.
Okay.
Is Scorsese going to direct that? Yeah, that's his new man. Before it was De Niro, now it's Scorsese. Right. Yeah,
it's the same story, but just.
Well, Leo, that's all I care about. That's it.
Yeah.
Leo and who's the other guy? Gene Simmons.
I just have to. Gene Simmons, he's good. But we just have to get Leo to. Somehow we got to make Leo believe that I'm somebody important like Leo. I mean, even though I'm like a goof, but I mean, you know, and I'll hide my bromance. I mean, I'll be really good with him. I'll be like, hey, you know, well, you know,
do you need to, how many times do you need to roll the bag up and why do you need to do that? Louis with the industrial strength size of Skinny Pop.
Yeah. It's skinny.
You keep eating that, you won't be skinny because you're just supposed to eat like 15 bags of Skinny Pop. Yeah, that's what we hear.
Well, this is the Fireworks Brigade, so we do talk about fireworks. So we have a little bit of fireworks news, and we got some other stuff to get to. Mexican fireworks, and we talked about that before on this podcast quite a bit, how you don't believe the Mexican fireworks are up to snuff with the Japanese or the Chinese.
Chinese, yeah.
The self-declared fireworks capital of Mexico is Tultepec, and that's where...
the fire was, right?
That's where that big fire was. Are you close?
Yeah, in San Pablito.
Yeah.
It's about an hour, I think, away from Mexico City.
From Mexico City. Yeah. Although the main ingredients for fireworks, gunpowder, was brought by the conquistadors in the sixth century, fireworks became popular in Mexico in the 19th century. Today, it is Latin America's second largest producer, almost entirely for domestic use, with products ranging from small firecrackers to large shells and frames for pyrotechnics called castillos, castles, or toritos, little bulls. Did you know that?
No.
I'm so
educated. I'm just like, you know, nope.
The industry is artisanal with production concentrated in family-owned workshops. That's pretty standard.
Yeah, it's pretty standard.
In the fireworks business. Although pre-Hispanic cultures had ways of manipulating fire for ceremonial purposes, the popularity of fireworks came to Mexico late in the 19th century. Fireworks were invented by the Chinese and for ceremonial and religious use, which is their main use today in Mexico. Fireworks production came to Mexico through Europe.
Is there anything in your notes about the future of fireworks in Mexico after this big? I mean, me and you talked about it, Oscar. This is like one of many explosions. I mean, this seems to go on. It's just not the first one.
Exactly. It's something we hear like every year.
But I think this one's really a major one.
Yeah, this was one of the biggest ones. But yeah, it's pretty common to hear every year.
Yeah, so I'm thinking that. I'm just wondering if that's going to really impact the future of the fireworks industry on the retail level. I don't think it will affect anything on the professional level, but the retail level, I think, is going to be affected, I think, in that area, right?
I got some numbers here. National sales of fireworks fluctuates between, this is a big, huge fluctuation, 800,000 and 1,700,000 pesos per year. Only 13 Mexican enterprises export abroad, mostly because they do not meet the standards for fireworks set by the United States, their closest major international market. Mexican fireworks tend to be more powerful than mass-produced Chinese ones, which account for most of the legal sales in the United States, which tempts many Americans. I can see your eyes lighting up. Which tempts many Americans to try and bring them across the border for 4th of July celebrations. Mexican fireworks are mostly promoted by the state of Mexico's Institute of Pyrotechnica, which sponsors events such as art exhibits with pyrotechnic themes and puppet shows. Fireworks and puppet show. It's like Spinal Tap and puppet show.
You know, it's funny when you mention puppet show because I just saw my first puppet show.
Oh, really?
And, well, unless you want to count.
No,
like,
no.
Unless you want to, like, count some old forns or something I maybe have. But, no, this is my actual.
If you go in Louie's room late tonight, you see a puppet show. That's something completely different.
I hope not, because Oscar's in there. Yeah. I really feel bad for Oscar. When I wake up to Oscar's banging on my door, let me in. I'll know something happened. But
he's banging on the door, let me out.
Yeah.
Hey, it would be my first puppet show as well.
Yeah. But the. But the puppet show I saw was in San Jose at the Art Walk on Thursday night. They had a little puppet show going on, and I thought it was quite interesting.
What was the theme? Was it
Punch
and Judy? Or you
didn't
stick
around?
There's
two things I don't understand. One is opera, and the other one's puppet shows.
if you saw a puppet show about opera, that would really get you really, the heck out of it. You'd be done.
See, I almost swore, but I didn't, Ron. You're lucky.
No, yeah, we're going to have to edit this one anyway. Louie with his popcorn.
That's got to go. Yeah, don't touch that bag again, Louie.
You got more? Or you want me
no,
to?
No.
Next story, the Argus from the UK. Fireworks stolen, nighttime burglary. Thousands of pounds of fireworks have been stolen in a carefully planned burglary. The theft occurred in Eastbourne between 9 p.m. and midnight on the January 24th. Two intruders were responsible, targeting Spook-branded fireworks after breaking into the unit. The quantity of fireworks stored at ESK would suggest that a reasonably large vehicle was used to transport them. It would have taken several hours to move the fireworks from the premises. Was Dino anywhere in England?
No, he wasn't, but I'm going to tell you what that was, actually.
What was it?
It seems to me that guy probably sold a lot of fireworks illegally and then was on the verge of getting caught, so he had to fake his own burglary. I'm sure that's usually what. I mean, that's what I always do.
So wait, say that again. So what did he do?
So basically, he probably sold a lot of fireworks illegally, and then someone got caught with them, and then he probably had to fake his own burglary.
I never thought of that. Look at you.
I always say
that's why you can afford big houses like this, because you're thinking ahead.
Everything in here is stolen, but it's good. No.
Where's Louie? All right. You know what? I did get something for you, John. Wait, you ready?
I'm ready.
And as one gentleman to another, I just want to say, I really hope you can get Lou Gehrig's disease.
You've been asking for that one for a while.
I love that. That was from that movie. Ever see that movie, Oscar? That was Ted? The movie Ted with the talking bear.
Oh, yeah. I love
that
movie.
And he was mad at the guy's girlfriend's boss. He's like, I hope you get Lou Gehrig's disease.
Yeah.
I use that a lot. I like that one.
Here's another one, and I won't read the whole story because this seems to be a theme. We always they bury the lead. It's always the headline always talks about, somebody got arrested for murder, rape, whatever, and they always name the fireworks too. So listen to this one, John. This one is in New York. An investigation led to 29-year-old Michael Thompson at a nearby residence of the crash. This guy crashed. He was taken into custody and arraigned. He was charged with two separate counts of criminal possession of a weapon, possession of an assault weapon with large capacity ammunition feeding device, possession of a weapon, and for throwing stars. He had
throwing stars
and unlawful possession of fireworks. They always throw the fireworks in here. This guy's got a lot more problems than a couple of bottle rockets.
And of course, he probably had a brick of firecrackers, and then all of a sudden it turned into, assault weapons. Yeah, I don't even know why they mentioned. I mean, after you get assault weapons and an ammo, I mean, need we go on? I mean, you're already here.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't need it. What's firecrackers?
Well, the one time we talked about, was it like in Germany, like this group of like 50 men raped a woman or something, and it was all about the rape, but also they mentioned that the guy had fireworks
in his basement or something like that. Yeah, it's crazy. You always got to, just jealous of, because I get too much vacation time, I think, but they're always trying to take that away from me.
Oh, I know. Yeah, well, we talk about North Dakota too, so because that's
where. Oh, actually, North Dakota. Now, we did meet a couple. We could tell they were from North Dakota by the amount of alcohol they were taking in. And then.
And they knew Dino, so.
Yeah. Well, everybody knows Dino, yeah. But she had quite a bit of alcohol, and I said, where are you from? And then she said, North Dakota, and She wore a Minnesota t-shirt to hide her.
Oh, that girl was from North Dakota?
North
I thought
Dakota.
She was from
no,
Minnesota.
No, from North Dakota, yeah.
It's funny, whenever you meet somebody from Minnesota or North Dakota, they always know.
They always know me, yeah. It's a sad part.
It's always at the sad
That's
part.
Why if I go to Cabo Villas and I wear that shirt that Louis got on, that could be disastrous because then they'll just come running up to you. So.
He's got the Star Fireworks shirt on with the yellow shirt. One. Yeah, the fashionable yellow.
Yeah, yesterday was wearing another firework. Oh, you were wearing the fireworks show today. And what were you wearing last night? You were doing. Oh, you were in that one. Okay,
yeah. Louis doesn't change much. Yeah. He stays
well,
the same.
We know he doesn't unpack. That's for sure.
Unless you want to see a puppet show later, then he's all in. We talk about North Dakota. Did you? You probably know this because much to your love of North Dakota.
Well, I haven't been there in 8 months.
Yeah, and Dino's loving it. You also like speeding, so bill was introduced in North Dakota legislature to propose raising the speed limit on the highways, but speeding fines in the state remain lower than Minnesota, Montana, and South Dakota. There's a bill to increase the speed limit from 75 to 80 miles an hour on access-controlled, paved, and divided multi-lane interstate highways. The bill would affect Interstate 29, which is right where Star Fireworks is located off of, and so that's good news for you.
Well, I mean, the 80 miles an hour is really, it is awesome, and it really is a very fast speed, and most people should go 80 and be happy, but I always, and in Colorado, we did 94, and then that's what happened, so.
And then the headline is fines lowest among surrounding states.
The last time I got a speeding ticket in North Dakota, the fine was so cheap, I asked them if there was anything else wrong with the car. Is the headlight out? If horn works, I mean, is there anything else you can give me?
Well,
I felt bad. It was so low. It was like $30.
It's really low.
And he's like, "Are you prepared to pay that?" I said, "I have that in change." I got that in the coin holder.
You give him that in pesos. Just take the pesos out of the ashtray. Making me count all those pesos. Good thing we had Oscar. I was going to call him Carlos again. Good thing we had Oscar in the car to help us count the pesos.
Yeah, I mean, Oscar, really, the man has to look at the number on the peso. I mean, how lame is that?
I would be the same.
There's no rhyme nor reason. The big ones are, you know, you
big
can't.
Ones are 10, yeah, middle ones are 5s, 2s, and 1s.
Yeah, that's true. The biggest is the
10.
Yeah.
So that's enough about fireworks, and that's enough about.
That's all about fireworks?
We got some more for another day, but let's. All right. You know what? We got we got four other guys here, so I think we need to get a little, you know, we need to have something that'll spur on some discussion. So,
okay.
And I know one of the one of your favorite topics is lately a special, and I think all the guys around this table, maybe with the exception of Oscar, is the new president, Mr.
Oh, Trumpster.
Mr. Trump. Now, were you aware that Trump and your favorite superhero, they kind of clashed a little bit here. There was, did you hear that? There was people claiming that Trump stole some of his campaign speech from a Batman movie.
Batman is my,
Bane. Remember the one with Bane? Here, listen to this. This is the comparison of the two.
Doesn't Ron do a good job researching all this stuff? Does he have a job?
I don't.
That's amazing.
He hasn't
seen the Batmobile down in the Batcave here.
No. It's next to the puppet show.
Everybody listen to this, and we'll see if you think. So, you know, I'm not the biggest Trump supporter. Well, let's listen.
Oh, we know you're not.
Yeah, hold on.
But we are transferring power from Washington, D.C. and giving it back to you, the people. For too long, a small group in our nation's capital has reaped the rewards of government while the people have borne the cost.
Oppressors of generations who have kept you down with myths of opportunity, and we give it back to you, the people.
So, what do you think? Do you think he stole it from?
No.
I mean, because there was already the talk of his wife stole stuff from Michelle Obama's speech and all that stuff.
How do you say that word again? Plagiarism.
Plagiarism. Yeah.
I don't think it's fair.
No.
I don't think it was plagiarized by Trump's wife. I think there's only so many ways you can describe something. That's first off. And then if you're the second one was, he says, we're giving it back to you, the people. How else do you describe
right.
the people?
Well, here, yeah, and here's the actual, I think that cut off a little bit of it, but here's the actual. So what Trump said, but we are transferring power from Washington, D.C. and giving it back to you, the people. For too long, a small group in our nation's capital has reaped the rewards of government while the people have borne the cost. Now, Bane, what he said was, we take Gotham. Can anybody do a Bane impression? No? No.
No.
We take Gotham from the corrupt, the rich, the oppressors of generations who have kept you down with myths of opportunity, and we give it back to you, the people. So I think they're stretching. I think they're people yeah. are just trying. What do you think, Tom?
I think they're just picking on Trump.
Yeah. Yeah. Once yeah. again, they're just, it's yeah. just anything to just, you know.
Yeah.
You know. I just find it amazing that are the protesters ever going to go back to work? I mean, don't they have another? What was their purpose before Trump got elected?
Well, right. Yeah. What did they do before?
And if they were, I wish they would all got out then and voted for Hillary if they liked her so much, because then he wouldn't be president and then they wouldn't be protesting. So they should have
right.
done all this outreach before.
Well, but everybody's saying that, you know, actually, although Trump would deny it, but they're saying that, you know, she won the popular vote.
Yeah. yeah.
So that's, you know.
Well, when the Republicans wanted to get rid of the Electoral College, the Democrats said no way.
Mm.
And now that Trump won with the Electoral College, now the Democrats are like, we don't need the Electoral College. I mean, it's right. just, it's crazy.
Right. Yeah, well, I don't know. I saw that, and I, you know, I'm not a big, huge Trump supporter, and I've, you know, always kind of just been like, oh, well, whatever, and it is what it is. Well, it right. should be good for business, and it is good for business.
I think
so
it's
far,
good for
Trump,
business, yeah.
But I thought they were kind of stretching it a little.
Yeah.
They were kind of like, well, are we seriously, this is, well, you know, this is what we're going to pick on now?
My next step is, if I don't get that $12,750 DOT fine, like drop down to like something.
Oh,
I could
that's from your Minnesota.
Yeah, like something I yeah. like something I could afford. Like I don't know, $6 or $8. I'm calling up the Trumpster and just, you know, I got five government agencies, you know, watching me, and you know, I think we only need one, and I think
right.
that's what the Trumps is trying
yeah,
to do.
Yeah, I think he's gonna. Didn't he say for every new organization, new you know, government department he's gonna open, he's gonna close two down?
Yeah, it was nice to see those EPA right. people crying about losing their job. They've been doing nothing for years, and now they're, you know, I would be crying too if I got a paycheck, but I don't, so it doesn't matter.
All right, well, so, and here's another topic. This one we can all weigh in on here. Formulas for feel-good songs unveiled. So, and we were listening to a ton of music last night.
We
so
did listen.
There's a doctor, or there, he think he's a doctor. A study of pop songs from the last 50 years unlocks the ultimate uplifting top 10 of all time. 44 point. What is? Let me see. A major. Let's see. Dr. Jacob Jolie, expert in cognitive neuroscience and emotion at Holland University. He sifted through 126 songs from the last 50 years and combined this with Irish people's feedback. Why did he go to Irish people? I don't know. I think he's in Ireland. The analysis is of why certain tunes make people happy and develop. And he developed a complex equation. Look, I mean, my point is, can you scientifically figure out what songs are make you most happy and what songs don't? Is it? I think it's a personal thing.
I think it's the moment right? where you're at
sure.
when
right.
you hear the song.
Do you want to hear his songs?
I guess I have no choice.
Yeah, I guess you have no choice. Let's go through his songs. We're going to go from number 10 all the way down to number 1. And then let's see. Everybody can win.
We're not going to play the whole song, are we?
No.
Oh,
no,
God,
God,
no.
No,
yeah.
no.
I would like to get something to eat before tonight ends, maybe.
What about this one? This one do anything for you? You know who that is, first of all?
Of course.
Put the microphone.
It's Queen.
Queen, yeah.
Oh, I like Queen.
This is called Don't Stop Me Now. Are you familiar with Queen?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you like this song?
Yeah, I like it.
Is this uplifting to you?
Yeah, yeah, I would consider it uplifting.
Kind of gay for me. But
yeah. Kind of gay? All right.
Gay is uplifting.
This one, well, you want it gay. Here's the next one.
Now, this is my favorite song.
Really?
Louis was a dancing queen last night.
I wouldn't go with Queen, but sure.
Louis was a dancing queen.
I
What about this song? What's our view on this song, guys? Yay or nay for uplifting? Uplifting.
No, it is uplifting for me. Yeah.
What about you, Tom?
I just think about partying, drinking, dancing. It's uplifting for me.
Yeah, sure.
You go along with that, Tom?
Yeah.
Good song. Yeah.
You like this one?
Yeah, I like it. Yeah.
Dwayne was a young man when that song he was banging two chicks at a time back then.
And I don't know if you heard what I said when Oscar came in. It helped out because he lowered the average age of our group
tremendously. I'm so happy. You guys are really too old for me, so I was really hoping to have some fun.
But I know all these songs.
So. You know these songs?
Yeah.
Here's number 8. I think, Johnny, you like these guys.
Beach Boys, yeah. Beach Boys are good, yeah.
Uplifting, another one. We give them a thumbs up on this one.
That one's not uplifting for me, but the one that I sing most of the time in my life is Fun, Fun, Fun to the Daddy Took the T-Bird Away. That's
What about you?
I like it. Yeah.
Dwayne?
Yeah, I like it. That was popular in my time.
Yeah.
Probably not as uplifting as the other ones, but
I don't know. Right. Kind of like mellow.
Time?
Yeah.
It's not very up.
Yeah, this is not your type of music.
No. But I do enjoy the Beach Boys.
Yeah, right. Beach Boys, not, can't beat that.
Yeah, no.
Here's another one of your favorites.
I think they turned like 95 to Beach Boys.
This guy's old, too. These are all from old people, really.
Billy Joel. Yeah, that's my man.
Yeah.
I just remember the video with him dancing around with Christie Brinkley, right, in the auto shop or whatever, right? Wasn't that this one?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, that's in the auto shop one. Yeah, that was the video, yeah.
Is this popular in Mexico City?
No, don't think a lot of people know it. But
No. We don't like this. This one's not uplifting.
I'm not a big Billy Joel fan.
All right, this
Even
one.
Even though I spent $500 on that concert, but anyways.
Uplifting here?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Oh,
yeah, definitely.
Everybody got a smile on their face.
Yeah.
This is your guy. You were talking about him at the pool today, Jim Peterick. This is Survivor.
It's from Rocky.
Rocky theme song. Yeah.
Peter Cetera. Yeah.
Well, always being the underdog, it means a lot to me, that song. Right. So, yeah.
What about this one? Little Monkees?
The Monkees.
Yeah.
Monkees. Yeah.
A lot of these are from older. These are, you know.
My time.
There's nothing uplifting anymore.
Yeah. But the fact that they've still stayed.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I like it.
This one's a little newer.
Yeah, this is uplifting for me.
Cyndi Lauper.
Really? I would think just girls like this song.
Yeah.
No?
I'm John, but my friends call me Shirley. Yeah.
My name is Dwayne, but my friends call me Shirley.
I told John a knock-knock joke on the way to the airport today. You want to hear it?
Yes.
Knock-knock.
Knock-knock. Who's there?
Dwayne.
Dwayne who?
Dwayne the tub. I'm dwounding.
And I just looked at him. I said, please do not tell these jokes when Oscar is in the car.
Here's another one. I'm sure a lot of people obviously know that. We heard this one last night at Cabo Wabo, didn't we? They did a whole Bon Jovi medley.
Oh, I love Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
The band did a medley.
I'm a big Bon Jovi guy.
Man. That's what about you, Louie? You a Bon Jovi fan?
Sure. As Louie's texting away.
I don't think Louie understands how microphones work.
No.
All right. This one, I don't know. I'm not.
This is an Acapulco song. I mean,
really?
I've been listening to this song in the Acapulco Bay for, you know, a long time.
That's a good song.
Yeah, it is a good song.
Right, Joey? Right. That's one of yours. And you can't hear it. We'll put it on your ear.
Gloria Gaynor.
Gloria, yeah, this has been going on in Acapulco for years, this song.
That was at the Hop, was one of the best dance songs. Yeah.
What was another famous song in Acapulco? They still sing it all the time.
That dance? Macarena?
No.
That one's big.
That was
it. God, I can't think of that song.
What about Santana? Right. Santana had some monster hits.
Yeah, we saw Santana at the Hard Rock. We weren't too impressed with it. He didn't play.
There were a few,
It was a lot of lull. After a while, all that stuff starts sounding the same. Yes. No offense.
Well, I remember the first time I came down here, I remember it was at El Squid, and that they played that every other song. When he was really popular, Have a Corona, be Santana. Have a Corona. Be Santana. Same song over and over and over.
Kind of like Hawaii.
Yeah.
All right. And then, so that was number 2, and this is the last one. I think this is Katrina and the Waves, Walking on Sunshine. What do you think?
Well, I think it's pretty uplifting. It's
yeah, I think so,
I think
too.
So too, yeah.
You think it's all right? Yeah. We're good with this, Louis? Is this your number one? No, but do you like that one better than the rest?
No. If I had to rate them, I think I'm going back to that, like...
Well, let's do that. What's your favorite out of all of these?
I'd have to listen to that. Yeah. I think it was at the at the top.
Don't Stop Me Now, Dancing Queen, Good Vibrations, Uptown Girl, Eye of the Tiger.
I'm doing Dancing Queen. I just like that beat.
This is a Johnny?
Yeah. I just feel like I'm in a bar, just going at it.
Cool. I've seen you at a bar going at it. All right. What about you, Oscar?
Probably Eye of the Tiger.
Oh, yeah.
Always doing the Rocky theme.
Yeah,
song.
I mean, you hear it at the gym every time. Must be doing something right.
Yeah. What about you, Dwayne? Really? I think you're the only one that liked that one.
Yeah.
I'd go much more. There's much more other Billy Joe songs that I like more.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they classify as uplifting.
Well, you know my theme song from Billy Joel. I'd rather laugh with the sinners than cry with the saints.
See, that's a good song, but that's not uplifting, really.
To me, it is.
What about you, Tom?
I think I'm with Oscar.
You were with Oscar, too. Yeah, you go with the Uptown
Survivor.
Girl, too. Yeah.
No, Oscar went with
No, I had Tiger.
Oscar, that's right.
Yes. Oh,
Carlos.
Not the Rocky song that's uplifting.
No, we'll get to that. Hold on. All right, so, but I think if I had to go with mine out of these, I think I'm going to go with the Monkees for most uplifting. I could listen to this. Uplifting to me would mean, like, anytime I'm in the car, I'll turn it a little louder and just, you know. I mean, this is a good song. You can't deny that.
Well, if the Beach Boys had that other tune, I would, you know, I'd go with that one.
Fun, fun, fun.
Fun, fun, fun.
Yeah. All right, so, and here's something else. Everybody, you guys take one of these. Take one of these.
Oh, nice.
Take one of these.
We all get a handout.
So what we had, and what I did, unbeknownst to you guys, what I did was I...
He puts a lot of effort into it. You can't, I mean, really, he should get paid for this. He really should. He does a lot. He really does a lot. Come on, even you know, Louis, he does a lot for this
podcast. If you want to pay me, John,
you're
going to
start getting commercials?
So what I did was, Louis, you should take the microphone for this because you're more involved in this one than Dwayne. So what I did was I called or texted or emailed all of your significant others, and I asked them for their most uplifting songs. So buried in these nine songs is Michelle's favorite song, Cindy's favorite song. Sorry, Oscar, I didn't know any of your significant others. And Louis, Jamie's favorite song is in here too. So let's go through. So and plus, Johnny's favorite song is in here. Tommy's and mine and Louis's are in here. So let's see if we can listen to the song and guess whose song this is. So let's stop. Let's go with the first one here. This is Bon Jovi, It's My Life.
Well, that would be Cindy.
Wait. All right, so Bon Jovi, It's My Life. So now we have six people to choose from here, or eight people to choose from. We got all of us, and Pauline's song is in here as well. So we have eight people to choose from. So Tommy's saying...
Cindy.
You're saying, put up to your mouth.
It would be Cindy.
Your wife's song is... My sister, your wife's song, that's hers, all right? And Louis, what do you think?
Oh, easily Cindy.
Easily Cindy.
Cindy's Bon Jovi, is that what we're saying?
No, well, that would be wrong. That's Johnny's favorite song.
My favorite
Bon
song.
Jovi, It's My Life.
Really?
Is Johnny's most uplifting song. Here's another one. Let's listen to this one. This is Vacation by Thomas Rhett. All right. This is kind of a country song. That might be a tip here.
Well, there you go.
So
that's definitely Jamie.
I wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know?
I don't know Jamie that well.
Who do you think that is?
Probably Jamie.
No, you're all wrong. That's Pauline's favorite song.
That's right. Oh, there's the other
she
country.
She does listen to country.
I thought the country would tip it in for
her. There's the other country bumpkin.
Because in Fargo, it was, I got in your truck and she had the radio blasting with country music. I'm like, this doesn't sound like Ron's truck.
Here's another one. You know this one, right? My Sharona.
My Sharona, yeah.
I love that picture, by the way.
Yeah.
The one in the middle there, yeah. All right, so whose favorite song is this?
That would be Cindy's.
Tom?
I have no idea.
It screams Calandra to me.
That's mine. Louis got one right. All right.
I'm just picking on Cindy.
All right. Oh. There's one. Sammy Hagar, Mas Tequila.
Oh, that's
this is
be
a tough
Tommy.
One in this,
this
room.
Is Tommy.
That's got to be Tommy.
This,
of course,
this is Tommy.
There's another one here that screams Tommy.
No, Mexico. That one's definitely definitely Tommy. Definitely Tommy. All right, here's this one. Lowrider.
Yeah,
good feeling.
That screams Tommy too.
I don't know.
Tommy? Now, you know that wasn't yours. Who's left, really? That's Jamie's favorite song.
Really?
That,
now, really, that's a range.
That's your girlfriend's favorite song. So here's another one. Somebody most uplifting song.
Oh, I think I'm going Oscar all over this one.
Oscar De La Hoya.
I'm going to fly now. Yeah, exactly. The theme from Rocky.
I'm going, that's Oscars.
That was Louis. Louis' most uplifting song.
Louis does look a little bit like Rocky.
All right, and here's one.
Or maybe Burgess Meredith.
From the Ear.
Oh, here's a good song.
Cindy.
There you
yeah,
go.
Yeah, that's got to be Cindy's song, yeah.
All right, what about Michelle?
John? No.
Any of these Michelles?
Don't Stop Believing, maybe.
Yeah,
actually, it was actually Cindy and Michelle both gave me the same
don't
song.
Stop Believing.
Don't
yeah.
Stop
well,
Believing by Journey. No,
I played that song last night, and I actually plugged that in the computer myself after you gave me the name.
Oh,
remember? Yeah.
We heard that last night.
Yeah, I played that. That was one of my songs I played. Yeah. There you go.
The other one here is just, I put that in as a goof. Sane Anger as one of the most uplifting songs. I don't think it would qualify. But so that's this is a Metallica song.
But if we go to a bar tonight,
which we will,
I'm
because we got to play Hey Where's Louie.
It's inevitable. Yeah, no. How about we play Hey Where's Louie with like water shots or something like that? Since I don't do shots. But anyways, if we go to a bar tonight, I think we're not going to really like it unless we control the music.
Well, yeah, once they give that to you.
Yeah, once you have control of the bar's music, it's hard
I think we should definitely stop there.
Oh, we're going to stop there.
We have to.
That was way too much fun.
Yeah, we got to stop there.
They got fire and alcohol. What else could you want?
Yeah, the fire show really is awesome. I think I sent you a video of that fire show, didn't I?
Yeah, that's
pretty good.
Cool.
But the one I saw Tuesday night, I think when I was in town, it was like 2 minutes and 45 seconds. I was showing it to you guys, and it's just blowing up the whole ceiling. It was incredible.
And do they do that like for a special drink you order, or do
yeah,
they
it's a shot.
Like,
that's one shots. And this group of girls came and they ordered like 8 of them. And the whole thing was on fire, you know. But they did a nice little fire show. They did a nice little fire show for us, and we took that picture behind the bar. That was they lit the bar on fire. And we all took a picture behind the bar. That was really good.
We'll put those pictures on our Twitter page for all our millions of followers.
Yeah.
I think I heard this music last night when Louis took his pants off doing his puppet show.
But I don't know. That sounds scary.
All right. This is our reoccurring...
That was a puppet? I thought he was just happy to see you.
He does a puppet show. Our reoccurring What Would Johnny Do?
Oh, What Would Johnny Do?
All right. This is where I pose you a question, and then you tell me what you would have done in this situation.
Sometimes I get violent, though.
Well, this one is kind of embarrassing for me. So, but I'll go ahead and do it. So,
what would Johnny do?
What would Johnny do? Well, first of all, I guess the question is like manscaping. Where are you? That are you pro or con? Do you
pro.
Shave down there? Okay,
pro.
Absolutely. So. And I do too. You gotta keep the curb appeal up, or you know, because the rest of me isn't so hot. So
I agree with you.
Yeah, there you go. So we got some man.
I think I need to get out of this basement.
Louis's got a big, huge man bush.
I think I opened the wrong door.
Louis's got a man bush.
Louis's got a big, huge man bush. Manscaping. So and I do it occasionally. I don't, you know, whatever. And so how do you like Nair? What do? You just shave? I shave with a razor and shave cream. Yeah, yeah. So I do. And I'll do it usually at the health club because I don't want
to. Yeah, it's weird, but okay.
Well, no, but in the health club.
I'm glad you don't go to the same club I go to because I think that would really be weird.
Hey, Dwayne, you want to go get a manicure?
Sounds good to me.
Well, no, in the health club.
The Acapulco manicures are really nice.
That's manicure and pedicure.
Yeah.
There you go.
Head to toe.
We're keeping clean everywhere. Well, you could do waxing down there, too. They could wax it for you.
No, you can't.
Hey, extra. That's a special service.
That's extra, yeah. Anyway, so, but no, the health, you have a private stall and you curtains, and so nobody can see what you're doing. And this way I don't have hair all over my shower.
Oh, yeah, God forbid you should have hair.
You're lucky
shower.
I didn't do it here.
Yeah, yeah. It's not, yeah. You better go to the spa across the street over here and Manscaped.
So what I'll usually do is I'll, like, when my razor is almost done, because I get the reloadable razor, I'll, you know, that's when it comes time to do it, and I know I'm going to get rid of the razor the next day.
All right, and this serves what purpose?
Well,
so you load the razor, and then...
No, so then I took care of my manscaping, and then, you know, the next morning I go back to the health club to go to work.
And they don't recognize you. They're like, well, there's another fat man, and there's another fat man with no hair.
Well, yeah, but at least
I don't think that's proper dress for the bank, but smooth.
You believe the funniest thing here is me and Louie were talking about what does Ron do at the health club, because he goes sometimes twice a day. Now, Oscar goes to the health club. I go to the health club. He looks great. Know. I'm a work in progress.
And then, can you imagine what I would look like if I didn't go to the health club twice a day?
I don't even know if you could fit through the door. I don't even know what would happen.
I got to stop eating.
So me and Louie were talking about that. We said, what does Ron do at the health club? I said, well, evidently not much, because I know once time.
I shave.
Well, now we know. Now that's my whole point. We know what you do at the health club, because I said to Louie, I said, well, one time, long time ago, me and Ron were having lunch, and Ron eats, for the record, he eats salads every day, and I eat, like, everything. But anyway, so I said, Ron, you know, what'd you do at the health club or whatever? And he said, well, you know, I read both the newspapers while I'm at the health club. Now, I don't know how you
on
can
a treadmill,
be.
You
yeah,
can
I don't know how you can read on a treadmill, because I'm on a treadmill. I'm bouncing up and down so much, I can't read anything.
I try not to bounce.
So obviously,
obviously my workout needs some work.
Well, it's
you're missing the whole
point. It's a little slower, but now I do know what you really do at the health club, and it is just shave. You do all your manscaping. That takes an hour.
Anyway, so then I didn't know this was going to turn into a make fun of me day. Come on.
Well, it's better you than Dino.
Well, this is true. So what I did was, the next day I go back to the health club and
nobody recognized me. That's hilarious. I love that one.
I didn't have, smooth as a baby, and I need to shave every day because I'm a banker, so I can't go in, and I didn't have a new razor.
And Harry is an Italian comes.
That's true. I didn't have a new razor, so now I'm posed with the question, do I not shave and go to work with the beard and risk, you know, getting in trouble or whatever, or do I shave with my man pube razor that I shaved my pubes with the day before? What would Johnny do?
I use that same razor.
You would use the same razor?
Yeah, I use that razor.
Really?
Yeah.
I
manscape a lot more than I think you do.
Well, I do about every 3 months.
3 months?
Yeah.
Oh, that's way less than, I mean,
oh,
that's...
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, you know, it'll get a little overgrown, and then I gotta trim it.
You're almost out. You're almost like a twin to Louie after 3 months. Oh no, yeah, no, I'm.
Hey Tommy, how about those bears?
I'm about every 3 days.
Didn't realize we'd be in homo talk.
So you would go
down here in the basement.
Let me out.
You would have no. Please, you would have no problem.
No problem using the same razor.
No, okay. I thought you would have went completely different.
No, I use the same razor, but I it's like it's a. Every 3-4 days, just trim it up.
Oh, you know? Really? Yeah. Well, see, I'm too lazy.
When you have all the time in health club, you can do it.
So when you're done there with the razor, do you expel the glands too?
What does that
mean? I don't know what that means.
What does that mean? I don't know.
Expel the glands. I have no idea.
I don't know what expel.
Anybody that takes their dog to the groomer will know.
Oh, no, we don't have dogs.
Okay. Wow. No, I didn't. So, do you want to know what I did?
I'm going to find out anyway.
I went to the...
Anybody want to go get a pizza? We'll leave these guys alone for a while. Turn the lights down low. Their nair out.
I went to the local 7-Eleven, and I bought a disposable razor, and I shaved it.
Oh, that's way too much work.
At 7-Eleven, just whipped it.
Now, how do you shave at the bank? Is there like a shaving bank?
No, there was a thing there. There was a...
I have to shave in the shower because I would get, you know, I get shaving cream all over the place.
This bank has everything.
Mostly, I like to shave in the shower.
Louis, with those service fees, they should have a full-time person shaving you with those service fees. And I know because I'm one of his smallest customers, but I pay a lot in fees.
They take turns climbing up on the pile of money, shaving their pubes.
All right.
Well, here comes a lot of editing.
We've gone to a dark side here. All right. So one last thing before we go, we had success with Starnak in. Where were we?
Fargo.
No. We're in Grand Rapids.
Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Grand Rapids, Michigan. So we have another episode of Starnak. If you remember Karnak from the old Johnny Carson days, this is our version of it. All right. You ready, John? You got your script there?
No, my God.
You got your insults? Can you read today?
I need glasses. Oh, I need light is what I need. But okay, hang on a minute.
Shine some light on John's script over there.
Yeah.
Are those official Fireworks Brigade envelopes?
We have official Fireworks Brigade envelopes. We do. We got it?
All right. Where's my script?
That's your script.
Okay, I got it.
All right.
Oscar, have you heard this on one of the last podcasts?
Yeah, you have heard this.
Star Mac. Okay. Well,
all right, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very excited today. Let me turn this down. Very excited today to welcome a very distinguished visitor who is making a special appearance here on this episode of the Fireworks Brigade in Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. As we sit here poolside at Casa Star, heaven has no brighter star than that omnipotent master of the East and Carlos Santana's official mustache wrangler, Starnak the Magnificent.
Ron, may a demented mariachi tune your sister.
Welcome.
Let me just say that a little better. May a demented mariachi tune your sister.
Oh, my God. Welcome again. Welcome once again, O great sage, famous seer, all-knowing, all-seeing, and former master of ceremonies at the El Dia de los Muertos Day Parade. Did I do that good?
Yeah, perfect.
All right. I've been practicing. I hold in my hand here, John, these envelopes. And as a child of four can plainly see, these envelopes have been hermetically sealed. They've been kept in a tequila bottle since noon today on Sammy Hagar's beachfront veranda. No one knows the contents of these envelopes, but you, in your borderline divine and mystical way, will ascertain the answers to these questions, having never seen them before.
May a sickly FIMSA agent mistake your sombrero for a toilet.
Oh, all right. Please, let's get started.
I must have complete silence.
All right, Starnak is requesting silence. Everybody, silence. And I held in my hand here the first envelope. John, you remember how to do these? You tear off by the label. And what's your first one?
I don't have no microphone stand, though. Tommy
will hold the mic for you.
All right. So I have to hold this
to your head,
to my head, to figure out what
you're going to say.
What I'm going to say here. So I'm feeling a loaf of bread, a jug of wine, and a stripper from El Toro.
All right. So I'll repeat that while you blow the tear by the logo. Sure. Okay. I'll repeat it while you blow. He's getting good at that.
I've never blew an envelope before.
A loaf of bread, a jug of wine, and a stripper from El Toro.
Name three things that have yeast.
There you go. Number one, off to a good start. All right. Oh, yes. You have to save that first one, remember? Here's the second envelope. Hold this to your head.
Oh, yes.
Hold it to your head.
Oh, because this
There you go.
All righty. Now, let me.
Now we got it.
I just want to point out that turban you're wearing is amazing.
It is.
The sparkling gems are a little glaring, though.
Ron always dresses me up.
Number two.
Right after he shaves.
Number two, I need complete silence.
Give him an insult. Give him an insult. Louis, give Louis an insult.
May a crazed lizard unravel your underwear. Okay, so anyways, I'm feeling King Kong, Concord Seedless, and the prices at Cabo Wabo.
All right. King Kong, Concord Seedless, and the prices at Cabo Wabo.
Name an ape, a grape, and a rape.
There you go.
Oh, good job.
Number three.
Boy, these are really... May a nearsighted sand flea suck cheese off your nachos. Good God. Okay, now...
hold the envelope to your head.
Hold the envelope to my head. We're not on TV.
I know, it's still... We got five people here.
Oh,
come on.
Yeah, this is all for your enjoyment.
Well, isn't he supposed to touch the emblem to the center of his forehead?
No, he's good.
As it is getting so close to this time of year, I must think in my head, I'm thinking Super Bowl.
Super Bowl. All right. You're getting good at that.
I still can't blow the envelopes.
You should be able to do it.
What you find in Superman's bathroom. Oh, my God.
There you go. The next envelope.
Let me hold the next envelope to my head, and I'm thinking the seven wonders of the world.
The seven wonders of the world. Ah, that was
it. Actually does work. It really works when I blow harder.
You need to remember that.
I've been told.
The seven wonders of the world.
Describe three and half strippers from mermaids.
There
oh, my God. The seven
wonders of the world. Three and a half strippers
from
mermaids.
Strippers
from mermaids. You get it? You get it?
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah. Okay. All righty. I'm going to.
Three and a half strippers from mermaids would be seven wonders
times,
of the world.
Yeah. Okay.
Seven. All right.
Seven times, three and a half times two is seven.
Yeah.
All right. So, anyways, as I hold this envelope to my head, and after Dwayne has threw me off my game, I'm thinking.
Give him an insult.
I should give him an insult. You know, Ron, it's a good thing. I will give him an insult. Here. Oh, this is perfect for you, Dwayne. May your sparkling water be secretly bottled in Tijuana. It's perfect for that. Let's give Oscar an insult too. May an out of control wave runner land on your testicles. That's really bad. I don't think Oscar's gonna come back now. We've insulted him too much now.
All
okay,
right.
So now
you got the right one here.
This one here. Okay, so I'm thinking, kitschy kitschy coo.
Kitschy kitschy coo. All right, let's see what that is. Well, he's got it. Kitschy kitschy coo.
Kitschy kitschy coo. What do you call a military co-op led by General Kitschy Kitschy? Oh, my God. How lame can these be?
Oh, come on, man. What do you expect?
Well, I know what I'm going to expect. May a lovesick fruit fly infest your sister's nectarines.
Oh.
That's what I'm thinking. As I hold this to my head, there's only one thing that comes to my mind. Pinball mania.
Pinball mania. Pinball mania.
What do you call a tailor with inseam issues?
Oh boy.
How does he come up with all these? May a placers stripper with a rash play with your face.
Oh, wow. Good God, man.
Placers, now that's a famous strip club down here in Cabo San Lucas.
That is a famous strip club. Next
right,
one.
As I
Next
hold
symbol.
This to my head, again, for all you to see, I'm thinking clean water, a virgin over 17, and a restaurant.
And restaurant. No. Read that word again. Restraint? Say it again.
What a deaf man. Hold that light, Oscar. No wonder I can't see nothing.
You're a little foggy.
I'm a little foggy because of all that tequila that Tommy slammed down my throat.
Now, this is a view. Tommy's holding a microphone to his face.
Yeah.
Oscar's holding his light.
Yeah.
Johnny.
Who's that under the table, by the way?
What? I told you I got full staff here. Clean water, a virgin over 17,
shaved?
And restraint.
Clean water, go ahead, open the
virgin over 17 and restraint.
Clean water, a virgin over 17 and restraint. Not a restaurant.
I'm thinking food.
Yes.
Name three things you won't find in Cabo during spring break.
Oh, there you go.
I like it.
A few more left here, John. We're almost done, and we can go eat.
Yes, well, may a diseased donkey squat in your hot tub. Okay. I am holding this to my head, and I am thinking of hot cross buns.
Hot cross buns.
Getting much better at blowing.
You are. We'll do this enough. You'll get praise.
What do you get when you sit on a hot cross? Oh, man.
Come on. Those are good. Those are classic.
Well, the only thing that comes to my mind as I hold this envelope up, because we're here, is Baja.
Baja. We are in Baja, California. Baja.
Like Baja, California or Baja?
Baja. Baja is the answer.
Oh my gosh, yeah, blew too hard.
See what happens when you blow too hard?
Yeah,
you got to have a tight. No, not only do you need to blow hard, you need to have a tight grip.
You need to have a tight grip. I know. I've been told all these things. What sounds? Oh my God! What sound does a sheep make when it laughs?
Bah! Oh. Come on!
I was right. Bah!
There you go.
Can I tell you the joke about the?
Yes. What joke?
The animal control got called out to a farm because there was some reports of, you know, men. What is it? Fornicating? Is that when?
Yeah, sure, that's a word. Yeah.
Fornicating with the sheep.
Yeah, okay.
So he rang the doorbell at a farm, and kid answered the phone, and he said, "Is your, you know, anyone home here besides you?" And he says, "No." And he said, "Well, we have reports that someone's been fornicating with sheep on this farm." He's
okay.
Like, "Not my dad." Anyway, that was a lie.
Oh, good.
That
God.
Was almost as bad as Dwayne the Tub. Okay.
Dwayne the Tub, I'm dwounding.
All right. So I'm holding this here. I mean, I have my head. I got my light. I got my microphone. A home run and a triple. Michael Caine and Anthony Hopkins and Selma Hayek.
All right. Go ahead. Open the envelope. Yeah. A home run and a triple. Michael Caine and Anthony Hopkins and Selma Hayek.
Name two big hits, two big Brits, and a famous Mexican actress. What? And Oscar, you notice how he does the race card here? He's always doing these, you know, we're in Mexico, and he's always
well,
picking
that's,
on the
Mexican. Well, it's a theme. We got to go with the theme, don't
sure,
you think? All right,
will.
John, I hold in my hand the last envelope, hermetically sealed in Sammy Hagar's beachfront veranda today. This is
okay.
It, the last one.
Now, this comes to mind because these are some of my favorite things. Versace, Mariachi, and Quick.
Versace, Mariachi, and Quick. Isn't it Versace?
Does he always
the cheaper version.
Does he always got to correct me?
Well, it's kind of the pun is they rhyme, though.
Yes. Oh, yeah. It's Versace. And then in the movie with Julia Roberts was Versace.
Yes.
Yes.
You know,
okay.
He does shop in China.
Versace. Yeah, in China, it's, yeah, Versace. Yeah, okay. So it's Versace, Mariachi
and
Quick.
All right.
All right. I think it's the light. Poor Oscar's batteries already ran out already. Okay. Here we go. Hold and blow. Name a brand, a band, and sand. And a sand.
And a
sand.
Yeah, there
okay.
you go.
There you
all
go.
Right. All that's right. That's it. We're done. Thank God with
well,
that.
Well, no, I think I'm going to give you one
more insult.
Yes. May a desert nomad do a desert no-no with your sister.
Ooh. All right, we can end it here. I got some I got some pirate international talk like a pirate day. You want some pirate pickup lines or you want to just end this?
I like pirate pickup lines. Just a few of them.
Here, go ahead. You read some. I can read some. It was apparently there's some internet thing. It's International Pirate Day and you can it's like everybody
I was on the island of Put-in Bay for Pirate Day actually. Everyone was dressed up as a pirate. I thought it was Halloween, but it was actually National Pirate Day.
Oh, okay.
Day. I was actually there for it. It was really good.
It's like pirates and it's pirate definitions like knave. Well, you know what a knave is? You ever hear that? Hey, come here, knave. It's a servant boy or dishonorable man, also a jack in a deck of cards. I never knew that. A knave is if in pirate nomenclature.
Yes. Can I tell you my pirate jokes?
Yes.
Since we got well, pirate riddles. Oh, so we got what do we got? Six people here. We'll see how smart you five are. What is the pirate's favorite fast food restaurant? Don't answer all at once, Oscar. You know what? Pirate's favorite first fast food restaurant.
No,
you might not have this in Mexico though. No. Dwayne.
Long John Silver.
Nope.
Arby's.
Oh, Louis, good Arby's, and maybe you might notice one, Oscar. We'll start with you, and then we'll get around the table. What is the pirate's favorite letter in the alphabet?
R.
Dwayne?
I don't know.
Okay. Louis, favorite letter in the alphabet?
M.
Okay. So far, Oscar's leading.
P.
P for sure. Them.
Yeah.
And Tommy?
No idea.
Actually, Oscar, the pirate's favorite letter in the alphabet, many think it is the R, but there it's really the C.
Ah,
there we go.
Nice.
Okay, so International Talk Like a Pirate Day. You pick up a pirate.
Yeah.
You can do that. Yeah.
Pick up a pirate. Yeah.
How it all started. The top 10 pickup lines. Oh, my God. This is small print.
You want me to read them?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah,
you're horrible. You need some. Top 10 pickup lines.
I need some bigger print. Am I not paying for this?
For use on International Talk Like a Pirate Day. Number 10, Avast Me Proud Beauty. Wanna know why my Jolly Roger? Let me start over. Avast Me Proud Beauty. Wanna know why my Roger is so jolly?
Okay.
There you go. Have you ever met a man with a real yard arm?
Oh, my God.
Oh, Louis got a yard arm. You can't see it with all that hair. Come on up and see me, urchins. Yes, that is a hornpipe in my pocket, and I am happy to see you. I'd love to drop anchor in your lagoon.
Oh, that's a nice line. I like that line.
Pardon me, but would you mind if I fired my cannon through your porthole?
I think I could use that one tonight. I think I could do that.
How'd you like to scrape the barnacles off of me rudder? See, that's what I was doing at the health club.
Of me rudder.
I heard Louis say this to somebody last night. You know, darling, I'm 97% chum free. Blow me down is number two. And the number one pickup line for use on International Talk Like a Pirate Day is prepare to be boarded. Oh, man.
Pirates aren't really too lucky picking up girls. That's always at sea.
No. Yeah. So we got some phrases. Ahoy. Do you want to know any of these means? Bilge on her anchor. Be claimed. Blimey. Do you know what blow the man down means?
No.
Blow the man down means to kill someone.
Oh, yeah, because them big rifles, them muskets. Yeah. Well, the muskets, I think they used, right? Yeah.
Bring a spring upon her cable, come around in a different direction.
Yeah.
You knew this?
I was a boater, yeah.
Yeah, you know all that.
I know all this.
Davy Jones locker, with dead men tell no tales. We've heard that one. Fire in the hole.
Louis
venereal disease.
Yeah. And we use that line all the time.
Handsomely, Hedwin, Furl.
Louis and Ron, according to Louis and Ron, sharing is caring. That's how they both got syphilis.
Scupper that. I don't know. Ye, rap, warp. I don't know. We got a lot of them here. There's a bunch of stuff. You got any other ones over there?
No. Thanks for spreading the words.
Top 10 pick-up lines to pirate ladies. What are you doing here? Is that a belaying pin in your britches? Are you, and this one's never finished, come show me how you bury your treasure, lad. So this would be women talking to men.
Oh.
I'd go for that one. So tell me, why do they call ye Cap'n Feathersword? I don't know. That's quite a cutlass you got there. What you need is a good scabbard. I have no idea what any of
this stuff is.
I guarantee you I've had 20% decrease in my lice ratio.
What was that? Dwayne, you know, because you're an old pirate. I've always called you the pirate, actually. What was that thing that the pirates caught at sea? What was that? I think that's why they invented limes in Mexico. That's why they had limes. What was the disease the pirates all...
Scurvy?
Scurvy, that's it. Wasn't that, and then you do the limes or something, right? Or something with limes?
Don't do the scurvy. I don't know.
Scurvy was the... Yeah, that was what it was, scurvy, yeah. And something with they kill it with limes or something.
Yeah, it was scurvy, right?
Kill it with
scurvy.
Love. Kill it with love.
Yeah. Joe Panero used to walk around all the time saying, I got scurvy, or what was his other one? Rot gut.
Rot gut.
I've crushed 17 men's skulls between me thighs.
I'd stay away from her.
Come on, lad, shiver me timbers. Number two is ramming speed. Okay. And number one, you, pants off now. Top 10 pickup lines. All right, so that was it. We're done.
Okay, we are done with
this
podcast.
We are done. Let's go eat. We'll talk to everybody later at another time.
And we're going to bring him a prelude of where we're going for our next podcast.
We're going to go to Hotel California tomorrow.
Hotel California tomorrow.
We're going
to
record some stuff there. And Tommy was saying he wants to go to like Cabo Wabo and go have dinner there.
Yeah,
we can record there,
might
too.
Might do that. Yeah,
we have a portable recorder, but we can do that.
So we're going to sit at Hotel California in Todos Santos, have a little lunch and do just a quick podcast.
A
quick one.
Well, I'm not prepared for that. I have nothing.
No,
so
Star
we're just going to talk.
We're going to talk about. We're going to talk about. We're going to talk about the history of Hotel California.
I have that. Yes.
Yep. So we're going to do that.
So right, maybe we can interview somebody. But you're good at talking up people.
Actually, they're the lady that works the front desk for like 30 years or some odd number. She's been there. She might.
And you know her? Does she know you? Would she recognize you?
No.
No.
Well, she'll recognize me, obviously.
Well, of course, because you're a powerful and attractive man.
Okay. And you are blind and drunk. Okay.
And well-shaven.
All right.
So where are we going for dinner?
Tonight we're going to Italian.
We're going to Italian. We're going to Da Vinci's.
Do you have to shave to go there?
No, I'm not shaving.
I would hope you would, Louis, but it's okay.
And I want to give you a kudos on the toilets here. The toilets are give him a thumbs up.
Really?
Yeah, because we, you know,
they're elongated. They flush good.
They flush good. That's last night at Cabo Wabo, it got a little dicey for me.
Yeah.
I think I was throwing paper into the garbage can at one point. There's not enough. It takes forever for the tank.
Attorney flushing the water kept on coming.
Oh, yeah. Ronnie Halter. That's another thing. We had another guest here the other day coming on a cruise ship and came up to Casa Star and had a little couple waters with us and actually rearranged the patio furniture. It was good.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Yeah, they came up.
Your chi wasn't good. You didn't get them arranged right?
No. But, you know, it was good.
All right.
In this billion-dollar mansion, the only thing that tickles you are the toilets?
Well, no. I mean, but I'm just giving them kudos on the entire – I mean, I'm looking up at a dome and, you know, what is that, 40, 35, 30, 25?
26 feet.
26 feet ceilings and –
on that side.
Staircases and pool, infinity pool and hot tub, and I could see the ocean literally from where I'm sitting.
That was a great shot today with the cruise ship driving by. That was really a good picture.
Yeah,
it was.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
If you look over to the left, I think you can see Russia.
You can see what? Russia? I think we need mariachi and ocean. What? You can see Russia?
I think you saw Russia last night.
I didn't see a whole lot last night.
No, I was seeing double. So yeah.
I do remember the jackhammer in the morning, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that was my head.
Tomorrow's Saturday. No jackhammer tomorrow.
Yeah,
so
there's some work going on in the house next door. And at 9 o'clock, they were jackhammering and doing a bunch of stuff.
So. Yeah, but we also changed the timer on the pool for you, Ron, so yes, it's not going to start till 11 after you guys get up.
It sounded like I was on the deck of the Starship Enterprise.
Somebody's we're going to walk down to the beach tomorrow morning. I know Oscar's going to walk to the beach because I know he's...
Now that you told me I don't have to actually swim in the beach in the ocean, I'll go. No. Yeah, absolutely.
We might want to just throw him in the water, though, just to see, you know, see if it's really true about, like, if he does float or not.
Kind of like chumming the waters.
All righty. All right, we're ready?
We'll hand it over.
All right, later.
You didn't have to listen, but you did, and we thank you. Ron and John want your feedback, so log in to fireworksbrigade.com to get in touch with the show.
I feel like it's kind of like my usually I'm going on.